corporation of small labels in Chicago who produced records by these artists. And they're very small, didn't get much distribution. My collection is filled with a lot of these, mostly from the 1960s, from the late 50s to 1970, roughly. They were dozens of small local labels that featured a lot of these blues musicians who made their living on in the small clubs on Chicago's West Side. So I'm going to feature those. They're all 45s, mostly of a more obscure artist, but some by very well-known artists, some starting their careers, and some who, even though their careers were really doing very well, still produced records for some of the smaller labels in Chicago. So I think that gives you enough introduction. You're going to hear some great Chicago blues music, from mostly from the 1960s. So let's start off with a really exciting performer. The guy's name is Hound Dog Taylor, and this is Baby Is Coming Home.
Yeah, I ain't worried about my man.
We started out with Hound Dog Taylor, Baby Is Coming Home, recorded for the Bein' Baby label in Chicago in 1960. Hound Dog Taylor is actually Theodore Roosevelt Taylor, vocal and guitar, accompanied by pianist Detroit Jr., bassist Emerson Kidd, and drummer Bill Warren. After that, you heard the instrumental Lucky Lou by Little Joe Lee, recorded for Argo Records in 1957. Little Joe Lee is actually Jody Williams on guitar, Harold Ashby tenor sax, Lafayette Leak organ, Willie Dixon on bass, and Phil Thomas on drums. Following that, you had the first record by a really well-known performer. That was Country Boy by Freddie King. Freddie King being one of the three great kings in Chicago. We're talking about B.B. King, Albert King, and Freddie King. This is his first record on the very, very oddball LB label from 1956. Freddie King is actually not a king. His name is Freddie Christian, doing the vocals, accompanied by female vocalist Margaret Whitfield. And the accompanying musicians are Early Payton on harmonica, Billy Emerson piano, Robert Lockwood Jr. and Eugene Pearson guitars, Milton Rector on bass, and the really wonderful Fred Below on drums. And we closed out with Sugar in My Tea, Cream in My Coffee by Piney Brown and his Blue Toppers, done for the Mad record label in 1959. Piney Brown is actually Columbus Perry doing the vocals, accompanied by Tommy Madman Jones on tenor sax, Lefty Bates on guitar, and unknown bass and drums. Well, I think you're getting an idea of the kind of eclectic music that was performed by black performers on Chicago's West Side in the 60s. This gives you a little idea of what they were doing. It's very eclectic. It's not strictly blues. It's not strictly R&B, some of it. But it's really interesting music. So let's continue on now to a gentleman who made a lot of records, but this one was for a very small label called Mellow Way. This is Buster Benton doing Hole in My Head.
Must have a hole in my head. Oh yeah, I said, woman, to my baby door. Things you need me bad, I can find about two, three more. Tip to the alley, I can pick the lock. Got a hole behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to get to my baby's door.
First up was Busta Benton, Hole in My Head, done for Mellow Way Records in 1968. Busta is really Arlie Benton, vocal and guitar, accompanied by an unknown band. Next up was I Always Want You Near by Little Mary and Morris. The label says PJ's Band, but it's Morris P. Joe's Band. They misspelled his name. This was done on the Friendly Five label in 1966. Little Mary is Mary Lane doing just the vocal. The band included Henry Gray on piano and Morris P. Joe on guitar. Following that was 29 Ways by Johnny Littlejohn and his guitar, done for the TDS Record Company in 1968. Johnny Littlejohn is John Littlejohn Funches on vocal and guitar, accompanied by Ablock on tenor sax, Lafayette Leak on piano, Johnny Twist Williams second guitar, Calvin Jones bass, Bill Warren on drums. If this song sounds familiar, it should be, because it was first done by Willie Dixon 12 years earlier in 1956. Willie Dixon also wrote the song. And then we closed out with a really interesting and imitative song, if I may say so. It's The Wolf Don't Howl No More by Little Wolf. Sounds very much like Howlin' Wolf, which it's supposed to. But Little Wolf is actually J.J. Taylor. It's a record he did in 1976. He's the vocalist and guitarist, accompanied by his band. Well, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. The show you're listening to is Black and Blues. I'm your host, Bob J. We're live every Tuesday morning starting 11 o'clock and going for two wonderful hours to 1 p.m. Today, playing blues from the west side of Chicago. Actually, it's by artists who frequented the west side clubs in Chicago in the 1960s primarily. So let's get on with another very well-known artist who recorded this record for a very obscure BB record company in Chicago. And this is John Brims doing You Put the Hurt on Me.
Gonna leave me, darling, misery, but all pain. You done put the hurt on me. You're packing up your clothes, you're getting ready to go. You say you're leaving, darling, ain't coming back no more. You done call up your mother, say, well, come on home. But you know, darling, ain't done nothing wrong, but all pain. You done put the hurt on me. Got me tied up in your trick bag. You've got me tied up in your trick bag. I say you're gonna leave me, baby. It's too bad, but oh, baby, you done put the hurt on me. Baby, girl, how can you let this be? Baby, yeah, 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 girl. Girl, how can you let this be? Now, baby, how can you let this be? You're gone with leave me, darling. Misery, but all pain. You done put the head on me. All pain. You put the
Well, first up was You Put the Hurt on Me by John Brim, done for BB Records in 1971. John Brim, vocal and guitar, accompanied by all members of his family. John Brim Jr., second guitar, a son, second son Steve Brim on bass, and his wife Grace Brim on drums. He made his first records back in the very early 1950s, and Grace Brim, his wife, was accompanying him as a drummer even then. Next up was My Life Story by Joe L. Carter, done for the very obscure Audrey Record Company in Detroit in 1965. Joe L. Carter went on to record a lot of records, usually just using the name Joe and the initial L. And he's the vocalist accompanied by an unknown band. After that was the instrumental Moanin' for Molasses by Jody Williams, done for Nike Records in 1962. Jody is not really Jody Williams, it's Joseph Leon Williams on guitar, and the band included the Daylighters, a vocal group, in the background. Very strange use of a vocal group. They sang no words whatsoever. And we closed out with Strange Feeling by Slim Willis, done for CJ Records in 1962, Charles Willis on vocal, and the band accompanying him included Lafayette Leak on piano. I think there might be a record or two in Chicago in the 60s that Lafayette Leak was not on piano or organ, but they're not many. That man was in the studio 24/7, produced a lot of great records, both as a sideman and under his own name. Well, let's continue on with more West Side Chicago blues. This is J.L. Smith doing I Hate to See You Go.
to stop.
Now I was driving wrong down a one-way street. A fella told me they had a bad cop on the beat. Now I wasn't afraid 'cause I knew my stuff. But what I didn't know, this cop, he was tough.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean.
What's wrong, mister? You must be blind. Right down the street, didn't you see the one-way sign? I said, I got friends downtown now, officer, so don't give me no junk. He said, get out of this car, fella. I think you are drunk.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean man. He was mean.
So I got out of the car, I was trying to be cool. I looked at this cop and I knew he was no fool. So I goes in my pocket, thought I would slip him a five. He said, I am sorry, mister, the superintendent stopped all that jive.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean man. He was mean.
So he took me downtown before the judge. My case was the first one to be heard. The judge said, are you guilty? I said, only for the sign. He said, the officer said you were drunk. I said, judge, that man is lying.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean man. He was mean.
They fined me $100, including my bail, suspended my license, then they put me in jail. Now, I didn't mind the penalty that I had to pay, but working out in jail at $1 a day.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean man. He was mean.
To tell all of you motorists to take a tip from me and obey all the traffic signs that you see. Now, I don't care how many cops in a city, there's always one cop who don't have no pity.
He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean, mean man. He was a mean man. He was mean.
Man, that cop was bad.
Sometimes she loves me, sometimes she holds me, sometimes she tells me that she's mine, all mine. And then she tells me that she don't love me. This woman drives me out of my mind, but she's my baby. Yeah, yeah, she's my baby. Don't you know, she's my sweet little mom, she's sweet as she can be. Thank you.
You just heard She's My Baby by Oscar Boyd, done for the USA Record Company in 1962. Oscar Boyd vocal accompanied by an unknown band. Preceding that was Mean Cop by A.C. Reed, done for Age Records in 1962. A.C. Reed is actually Aaron Cawthon. He was the vocalist accompanied by pianist Big Moose Walker, guitarist Earl Hooker and Reggie Boyd, bass player Ernest Johnson, drummer Bill Stepney, and the Earlettes vocal group. Prior to that was Andrew Brown, You Better Stop, done for USA Records in 1964. Andrew Brown vocal and guitar accompanied by Sonny Phillips on piano, Ronnie Wheeler bass, Pennell Curry on drums, unknown trumpet and baritone sax. And we opened up with I Hate to See You Go by J.L. Smith, done for Friendly Five Records in 1968, J.L. Smith vocal, Max Simmons on harmonica, James Scott Jr. guitar, Jerome Arnold on bass, Earl Phillips, the great Earl Phillips, on drums. Well, you are listening to Black and Blues, the weekly black music show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Bob J., today bringing you blues from the west side of Chicago, mostly from the 1960s. So let's continue on with an obscure artist. This time he went under the name Young Guitar Red. His name is actually Paul Johnson. He recorded under his real name and many other names that he just invented. So this time he's Young Guitar Red, doing an instrumental called Red Hot Red.
Go, Red!
She's all right.
Talk about my baby. She's all right. Talk about my baby. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Talk about my baby. Remember, babe, a long time ago, I needed someone to love. You came to me, baby, and made everything all right. And she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Talk about my baby. And as long as as I can remember, babe, I've been a fool for you. And you don't have to tell me, baby, but I believe you love me too. And she's all right. And she's all right. She's all right. Talking about my baby. Now, river is a river, and a sea is a sea. Belong to me, and she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, oh. Talk about my baby. Long as I can remember, baby, I've been a fool for you. And you don't have to tell me, baby, but I believe you love me too. And it's all right. And she's all right. Oh, oh. Talk about my baby.
this world.
We started with the instrumental Red Hot Red by Young Guitar Red, done for Formal Records in 1960. Young Guitar Red is actually Paul Johnson doing the guitar work, accompanied by an unknown band. After that, you heard Al Perkins' She's All Right, done for USA Records in 1964. Al Perkins' vocal and guitar, accompanied by his band. And then you heard One of These Days by Sammy Hunt and the Jaguars, done for the very obscure Debbie Record Company in 1964. Sammy Hunt vocal, accompanied by his band, who called themselves the Jaguars. And we close out with Chicago Piano C Red, Miss Annie Lou, done for Dawn's Record Company in 1970. Chicago Piano C Red is actually James Wheeler vocal and piano, accompanied by a band. Well, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. The show you're listening to is Black and Blues. I'm your host, Bob Jay. We're a live show every Tuesday morning starting at 1 o'clock. 11 o'clock, going to 1 o'clock. Two wonderful hours. Today, bringing you very obscure 45 RPM records from the 1960s, primarily from Chicago. These records feature bluesmen who appeared in the West Side clubs during that era. So let's continue now with a gentleman who's not really well known, but a really fine musician called Freddie Young. This is Monkey Business.
Sometime I think I wanna live.
Do like them popcorn cats. I'm gonna tell lies for fun.
We opened up with the instrumental Monkey Business by Freddie Young, recorded for the Friendly Five label in 1964. Freddie Young on guitar, Eddie Taylor second guitar, Lafayette Leake organ, Andrew McMahon bass, and Robert Wright on drums. Following that was 90 Days by Lefty Guitar Bates and his orchestra, recorded for Apex Records in 1959. Lefty is actually William Bates, vocal and guitar, and the band included McKinley Easton on baritone sax and Cliff Davis on tenor sax. After that was Sweet Song by Bobby Davis, recorded for Firma Records in 1969. Bobby Davis, vocal and organ, accompanied by Johnny Twist Williams on guitar, Loretta Taylor on drums, and the other members of the band are not known. And we closed out with Riding in My Jaguar by Bill Warren with Jump Jackson Band, recorded for Fay Records in 1961, Bill Warren vocal, Freddie Young and Craig Hoskins on guitars, Eddie Buster on organ, Johnny De La Cour on bass, and Armand Jump Jackson on drums. Well, I see we have a little more than half an hour left. Time to play a lot more music from the west side of Chicago. This time I'm going to go back to one of my favorites. I opened the set with him, so here's another recording by him. This is the reverse of the song that I played earlier, and this is Five, Take Five by Hound Dog Taylor.
Time when everybody's got Remember, you got to reap what you sow someday. Don't care how much you got. Don't care who you may know. Yes, there will come a time when everybody's got to go. Rooftops. You may dance in the streets. When St. Peter called you, that's a date you got to keep. Don't care how much you got. Don't care who you may know. Yes, there will come a time when everybody's got. Thank you.
This set consisted of the reverse sides of 45s that I played earlier in the show. You just heard the instrumental Moving Out by John Brim, done for BB Records in 1971. That's the reverse of You Put the Hurt on Me that I played earlier. Preceding that is You Don't Want My Lovin' No More by Little Mary with Morris Pedro's Band, done for Friendly Five Records in 1966. That's the reverse of I Always Want You Near. Preceding that was Little Joe Lee, You May, done for Argo Records in 57, the reverse of Lucky Lou, and we opened with Hound Dog Taylor's Five, Take Five, done for B and Baby Records in 1960. That's the reverse of Baby Is Coming Home that I opened the show with earlier. Well, let's continue on with more blues from Chicago's West Side. Let's listen to, this is the reverse of 29 Ways that I played earlier, Johnny Littlejohn and his guitar from 1968. I Need Lovin'.
I let my money go to my head. What can I do with an empty bed? I need loving, need loving. I need loving, that's all I need. You know your money is sure is sweet. What is it paid without no meat? I need loving.
You know I'm a country boy, baby, and I just love.
Set up with I Need Lovin' by John Little John and his guitar from 1968. It's the reverse of 29 Ways and obviously based on Money by Barrett Strong. And next you heard I Love to Play by Slim Willis, done for CJ Records in 1962. That's the reverse of Strange Feeling that I played earlier. Then a new side, Arlene Brown and her outhouse band, Why You Keep Pushing Our Love Aside, done for Simmons Records in 1974, Arlene Brown vocal, Emmett Brown on piano, Lonnie Brooks guitar, Buddy Scott bass, Tommy Brown drums, and an unknown harmonicist. And then we closed out with That's What You Think by Freddie King, done for LB Records in 1956. It's the reverse of Country Boy, and obviously based on That's All Right, the Arthur Crudup song. Well, let's continue now. We're coming to the closing set. Time goes too fast. This is J.L. Smith. Got My Top Let Down.
She will always be around. No, she'll be gone when she won't. And she calls the baby call. And with the moon up in the sky, I see the twinkles in her eye. Well, I know I'll always love her so. And I know that I will never let her go. Thank you.
comes the cool gent.
Twist and twist.
We opened up with Got My Top Let Down by J.L. Smith, done for FM Records in 1969. A J.L. Smith vocal, Big Moose Walker piano, Freddie Roulette steel guitar, Mac Thompson bass, and an unknown drummer. After that was the instrumental The Cool Gent by Earl Washington, done for Formal Records in 1960, Earl Washington on piano, accompanied by his band. Following that was that twist with Ozzie Lee, Oscar Boyd, done for USA Records in 1962. That's the reverse of She's My Baby I played earlier. And we close out with Come Dance With Me by J.L. Smith from A1 Dud Records in 1969. J.L. Smith vocal with Ab Block tenor sax, Walter Horton on harmonica, Johnny Twist Williams and John Littlejohn on guitars, Calvin Jones on bass, and Bill Warren on drums. So let's close out with the reverse of 90 Days. This is Lefty Guitar Bates and his orchestra, Rock Alley. See you next week.